Now another from our occasional series of short stories from poet Lewis MacAdams. He lives in downtown Los Angeles, and he writes about what he sees there.
A club kid skateboards past me on the sidewalk, causing me to jump. A befuddled neighborhood zombie walks around in a circle in the middle of the intersection, wearing one sneaker, mumbling to himself. I see the deal go down. A few pills, shaken from a bottle into an open palm at the corner of 5th and Spring. Another beautiful day, the dealer sighs as I walk past him, pretending not to notice. 10 floors above us, a sign on a wall of the Dr. Chapman Credit Dentist building reads, "For lease." I wonder if it's just the sewing shop, or is it the entire building? I heard it was going lofts. A bus pulls up next to me. Usually, I just lean away from it, but today its air brakes sound so much like my cell phone ringtone that it made me think you were calling. But my phone's back at my place, and anyway, I know you're not. The driver thinks I'm waiting for the 92, but that bus goes by someplace I don't live anymore. A notice from the city planning department tells me that the parking lot in which I'm standing is about to become a 42-story apartment tower. In the new downtown, I see everything twice, what's here and what's going to be here next. Nobody but you and I will remember the corner where you bought the 20 L.A. Dodger caps to take to East Africa. Nobody but us will ever recall the times we laughed, driving around and around in circles, trying to get Rumi into the car.
Poet Lewis MacAdams is the founder of the environmental group Friends of the L.A. River. Stay with us. NPR's Day to Day continues.